This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Todd, could you check your Twitter account there? I just got a notification that Leon Francis said something about me. I love Leon Francis. Leon is a Tea Party leader from way back and a good guy, so I need to find out what he's saying. But it flashed for a second, a notification. Now it's gone. I can't find it. So maybe you can do that because we can talk about that and see what he had to say. Welcome to the full program. Sorry for the closed circuit message there, folks. A lot of fog in Fargo, so travel carefully if you're out and about on the eastern end of the state. I mean, like thick pea soup. I've never seen it like this. Like out the windows, you know, we have a view over I-29, north and southbound, just south of the I-94, I-29 interchange in the Fargo What's On Your Mind studios. Todd's on, of course, East Rosser and Bismarck, and then, as you know, we go all kinds of places. But those are the two home bases. And where I'm at, I've never seen it like this. It's like somebody pulled down a big white sheet in front of the window. So it is really... And finally, vehicles actually have slowed down, because when this started, it was like, whatever, there's nobody in front of me, I'll just keep going, that's okay. So anyway, that is something we want you to be aware of if you're headed this way, or might see one of those pockets of fog around the state. So this is the program we call What's On Your Mind. A couple of things, and then we'll get to your calls and demonstrate to you that it's not what's on our mind, as someone suggested we renamed the show to yesterday, but rather it is what's on your mind. See? Okay, so you get to tell us what is on your mind. And that means right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 empty phone lines. They are ready for your calls at 800-228-0550. That's right, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or you can text,
by the way.
Or you can text me at 701-367-2054. Anything on your mind, anything goes for the entire hour. Now, next hour, a couple of things we're going to tackle. One, Senate Bill 2344 is normally the kind of bill I probably wouldn't spend a lot of time on the radio because it's very technical. It has to do with pore space, not P-O-O-R, not Todd's kind of pore, P-O-U-R. No, this is pore, P-O-R-E, okay?
What's wrong pore with space.
There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. But we're not dealing with that kind of pour. This is not like saddle up to the bar and pour me a cold one. This is the pour, P-O-R-E. And what it does is provide a very critical fix to ensure that landowners, disposable operators, and oil producers have a clear path forward regarding the injection of fluids that are essential to oil production. And there's a couple things going on right now. Enhanced oil recovery, which, by the way, would be negatively impacted without the passage of this bill. The coal industry, because we're talking about CO2 being used for enhanced oil recovery. So there's a lot of things in the future that would open this up. Now, as I understand it, and one of the reasons I got involved in this is because the landowner is protected with this passage. Without it, it's sort of a deal where the trial lawyers win, right? This actually was a pretty clear landscape in North Dakota for landowners back in 2016. The court got involved, and so now we needed some clarification, and now some people are using this to say, hey, this is a bad deal for landowners. It's not. Actually, what would happen if it is not in law, you just have a bunch of neighbor-on-neighbor lawsuits, so you have some of the legal community, the lower tier, if you will, wanting this. This is like business development for them. Bad idea. So we're going to talk about that. We also have Congressman Kelly Armstrong on a number of issues, including the call yesterday. Remember somebody called and said, hey, I took the labels off my prescription drugs that came from the VA and I found made in China. Why are we buying drugs from China? We might be buying the pill bottles from China, but not the actual pills. I don't know, but we're going to find out with Kelly Armstrong today and a few other things in the news. So a lot of ground to cover today, but literally anything on your mind today, okay? Anything on your mind, you just go to it. I'll get to that tweet in a moment. Todd, you found it, though, huh?
Yep, it's on there.
Okay, so Eric is where? Where are you at, Eric?
I'm parked right at Denby.
At Denby. Where is Denby exactly?
Between Towner and Minot.
I love it. All right. One of the things I love, Eric, about this program is that every day somebody calls from someplace. I have to say, where again is that? Because it's a small town, North Dakota. So we love that about the program. So thank you for that. What's on your mind?
I was just going to see if you guys heard anything about the game and fish shooting deer over at Williston, south of Williston yesterday. They sound like they bought 2,000 rounds of 308 ammunition from Scenic Sports, and they're down there shooting deer with CWD.
I had not heard that. Since it's deer with CWD, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I don't know. They went and had when the same thing happened other places, and they Game and Fish tried wiping them out. They said it was a bad thing. I don't know enough about it, but it seems like maybe they could involve the sportsmen and women who pay for the Game and Fish Department in North Dakota to help go and get rid of the deer. It sounds like there's some people that were asking if they could have the meat, and the Game and Fish Department told them no.
So your point is, if you got a problem, enlist the hunters here. We're paying the freight, and we'll help with the problem, and you don't need to do this all yourself. Because you'd have paid for your own ammo to go participate and help. That's what you're saying, Eric.
Well, I probably wouldn't have, but sure there'd have been some people who live in the area that would have done the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
That seems like they're keeping it pretty quiet. I haven't heard nothing about it on the news or anything. I heard they were going to shoot 600 deer, but they bought 2,000 rounds of ammunition, so either they're going to shoot more deer or they're not very good shots, one of the two.
Interesting. Okay, so we'll ask the question. We'll find out the answer here. If that's true. Where was the ammo purchased, did you say?
Scenic Sports in Williston is what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of CWD that they're dealing with out there. And that, you know, that'll cross into the moose and the elk population, and it's always fatal and not treatable. So, and it's pretty easy to spot a CWD deer.
Well, I don't hear Eric saying it's a bad idea to get rid of the the CWD.
Maybe how they're doing it.
What could be involved. So that's what
I don't think they're. I don't think they're singling out animals that look bad right now. That's for sure.
What do you mean? They're just taking them all out because they're concerned about that somehow?
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a lot of deer. You're right.
And talking about fatal, you know, three-point bullet is for sure fatal, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you asked and we'll ask, okay?
All right. You bet. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Nice chatting with you, Eric. This is exactly the kind of thing, you know, we welcome on the program. If you're hearing something, maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. If it isn't, Game and Fish will be happy to come on and say, hey, that isn't true. I don't know where they got it or, you know, we're not doing that. So anyway, we'll find out. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Okay, so what does that tweet say, Todd?
Did I just hear my friend Scott Hennett accuse our state legislators, the folks who are closest to the people of the state, of being attention hogs for standing for what they believe to be fiscal conservatism? I would beg him to clarify that. Feeling disappointed.
Okay, so that's from Leon Francis, somebody I like. I've never used the word attention hog. It's actually not a bad phrase, attention hog. But I wasn't saying that. I think what he's referring to is my commentary on the fact that we have an opportunity before us right now that Governor Doug Burgum has brought in concert with the Department of Interior of the Trump administration that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is to place a structure at the entrance of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park that would, in fact, honor this president who spent time in North Dakota, who is the only president to have a park named after him, and put a structure there in the park. So you have a little mixed use of the park, something Teddy Roosevelt stood for. And because of the fact that Doug Burgum is suggesting it, that had come from the Legacy Fund, which actually the Legacy Fund was designed to do one-time infrastructure spending. This is perfect. I was part of that effort, helped pass the Legacy Fund to sock away some of the money. Otherwise, these folks spend it.
I'm not going to call them attention hogs, but trust me, they spend it. Even fiscal conservatives spend it. They just spend less than the Democrats would. Because they're, you know, fiscal liberals, I guess. I don't know. But here's my point. I think that the opposition, not all, not some, is out of, well, if the governor's for it, I'm not. To the extent of attention, I think I was referring to a separate situation. I was referring to the fact that I encourage people to recognize they have legislators that do hard work and that really they don't get a lot of attention. They don't for the work they do. So you saying, hey, I support that park. I support that library. I support that presidential museum. You know, affirms them that, hey, they're doing, the, you know, you care. You're paying attention. So I think. You know, Leon Francis became Rachel Maddow there for a second and kind of twisted some things and took it out of context. But, Leon, you call in, and we'll have some fun with this on the program along with everybody else waiting to weigh in. Mike and Forbes, you're next. He wants to talk about the wall. And we're going to get on getting an answer from North Dakota Game and Fish, too. That and more coming up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We had a great time at the North Dakota Safety Council yesterday, and I've got some more work to do on the CPR training, but I have a good start going. And I know enough to be of help right now, and that's life saving. It is the AEDs, and you know the AEDs really make everything super easy. So when they're available,
you know the importance of staying alive.
I do, thanks to you and the music yesterday. That was very nice. Yes, Todd provided the tempo for me so I could actually have a little rhythm when I was doing the compressions there yesterday. Yeah. It's really embarrassing to watch that, but if you want to, it's on all of our Facebook pages. The camera person is a little shaky because she was laughing so hard. Thank you, Crystal, for that. That was very nice. She kept looking up, and she's like doubling over, you know. But if you go to ndsc.org, you'll find all the locations you can do that. Please do it. It's something small, but something big you can do. Same thing on the Live at 25 defensive driving course. Get your team driver in that. Just another little peace of mind. You know, you don't want that call. And there's point reductions and insurance discounts in North Dakota for that. So statewide course schedules at ndsc.org. Same thing. We saw some industrial rescue training yesterday. The new miner and annual MSHA refresher training is going on. Industrial rescue, hazardous materials, a lot going on. Defensive driving course, another good one. Williston, April 6th, Bismarck, April 8th, Grand Forks, April 13th. Check them out, ndsc.org. Okay, who did I say is next? Mike in Forbes, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
I have a question. Do you know what the results of the attempted veto override was yesterday in regards to the funding for the wall?
Yeah, it failed. I don't remember the number, but it failed pretty pretty overwhelmingly.
Did we get any Dems to vote in favor of supporting it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'll check that out. I'm trying to remember the numbers. I think the numbers were big enough. We must have. I don't know, though.
I would like to comment, and one comment. We have a serious ear issue down here in the Forbes area in regards to deprivation. It appears that the Game Fish and Parks is not really willing to take any or to help out at all. It's kind of frustrating, so I just wanted to let the people know that as well.
Well, how have they been asked? Give me a little sense of the back and forth with the Game and Fish.
Well, they kind of just ignore the calls or ignore them as in we really can't run them off, or we have to just let them be where they're at and let them do their thing. And they do it on the farmers and ranchers' feed yards and things like that. So it's an issue, and I know it's a tough winter, and you gotta do what you can. But I would like to see them do a little more in regards to helping the ranchers in that department. So,
all right. Well, I tell you what, maybe we're due for the boss to come on here for a bit. Terry Steinwand is the director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and. Do a little talk radio town hall on a number of issues. We always enjoy when Game and Fish are on. They're great about coming on and great good. About taking your questions. So
that would be very good. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We'll mark that down, and we're working on an answer on the other question on whether
right.
or not that amount of ammo was used. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? If Game and Fish is shooting deer, I welcome that, says this texter. Then there are fewer deer for me to hit while driving, especially at night.
Well.
All right. Another texter. I got into a discussion with a guy about the Teddy Roosevelt Library. He was confusing the Legacy Fund with the Rainy Day Fund. Had a change of heart after I explained it to him. Is it possible others are confusing the funds also? Maybe, because this Legacy Fund was something the voters put in place to preserve the bounty of oil for future generations, okay? And it said you can use the earnings only, not the principal, the earnings for legacy projects, for legacy infrastructure. It was designed for one-time spending. And here's the deal. We're taking $50 million from that fund, which is really the taxpayers' money, okay, dedicated for just exactly what they're trying to use it for, number one. Number two, it leverages $100 million from the private sector, the Walton family. The former CEO of Walton, of the Walton Empire, Walmart, was here recently talking about this, saying, please do this. We'll support it. I mean, wow. And others as well, including Teddy Roosevelt V. So there is great support for it. The Interior Department is for it, but you know what they're doing? I've talked to them. When I was in Washington, D.C. for the NDSU deal, interviewing the president, talked to Interior Department officials, said, we want to know what North Dakotans think. We're just kind of waiting and seeing what happens with this. And you have, in my mind, some legislators playing with fire. This should have been done the first week of the legislature. That's what this fund is for. You actually have right now games being played like this. And this is where I get irritated with the legislature. Not all of them, but some that think they know better than the people and they play little games. Jeff Gelser is the chair of the Appropriations Committee. He recently, single-handedly, decided, nah, there's not $500 million. In earnings available in the legacy fund. Actually, it was 300. It was originally designed as 300. Some people think it's as much as 500 that's going to go in there, okay? I mean, the SIF funds, these buckets are filling back up. So anyway, let's say it's 300 million. That's legit. We know for sure there's 300 million in earnings available. Now, we're going to call it 100 million. You just kind of unilaterally decide what the earnings are. I mean, that's really robbing from the taxpayers who put this fund in place. So those are the kind of games that are being played. So, in my mind, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That's what you have to realize. In other words, you can say, well, we'll do it next time. There might not be a next time. Because if there's not a Trump administration, if there's not an Interior Department willing to go along with this, then you don't have the ability to do this. So that's my take. Welcome yours. Let's see here. Where are we going next? Somebody wants to talk about CWD, Leah in Benedict. What's on your mind?
Hello, yes, Senator. The CWD is chronic wasting disease, and it does fatally destroy populations and could destroy all the deer in North Dakota. It's most easily spread with bait feeding that hunters that are too lazy to actually hunt, leaving a pile of feed out to animals to come and feed off of. And Game and Fish has seen this CWD geographically approaching North Dakota, and they have not reacted and rescinded this statute to make baiting illegal. They have not taken the most obvious move to prevent this from coming into our state. And so I urge sportsmen to contact Game and Fish while they're still allowing baiting when it's the most risky type of activity that you can do to promote CWD in state deer populations, because this could take down deer hunting in North Dakota. And they're not being stewards.
Kevin has a question for you, Leah.
Is dating or baiting? Baiting is not allowed during the season, is it, or is it?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
Well, you're kidding me.
People who bull hunt and any kind of deer hunting, you can just leave your pile and set up your camera and time it when you're going to be there.
Wow.
So that is.
Yeah, you can. Not in Minnesota.
I'm an avid hunter, and I would never even consider bait hunting as being anything sportsmanlike.
No.
Leah, thanks for the call. We will add that to our list. We are efforting an answer specifically on this Williston shoot, whether or not it happened or not, and also trying to get a talk radio town hall just to answer all these questions for Game and Fish that seem to be piling up a little bit here today. So we'll do that when we come back. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind today.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department now setting a timetable for the release of the Mueller report on the Russia probe. A DOJ official saying this morning that report will be made available to Congress and the public within weeks. Attorney General William Barr has already released a summary of the report that concludes there was no cooperation or conspiracy between members of the Trump campaign and Russia. Democrats are claiming a vote yesterday in the Republican-controlled Senate on the climate change bill known as the Green New Deal was a political stunt. The vote was 57-0 against it. Most Democrats voted present. Here's Republican Senator Mike Lee on it.
It's not a serious proposal, and it's something that we ought to highlight as we consider things like this that would be devastating on our economy.
Lee was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Senate never held any hearings on the measure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Ronnie Millsap or Eddie Rabbit? I can't remember.
Ronnie Millsap.
Is it Ronnie Millsap?
Ronnie Millsap, yeah.
I like Ronnie Millsap. Back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna, 28 before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about something next hour related to an important bill in the legislature, Senate Bill 2344. I decided to talk about it because I don't like it when I smell that lawyers are trying to drum up more business. And they kind of lurk around the hallways of the legislature trying to, you know, push them through. You have a bill that passed in the Senate unanimously. And it very much relates to the future in energy development. And I want landowners to have a say over their land without having lawyers involved saying, oh, God. I mean, this thing is lawyer versus lawyer, you know, Christmas time is what it is. You know, oh, good. Okay. We got a couple. Neighbor versus neighbor, lawyer up, you know, oh man. So anyway, we're gonna get to the bottom of that. We have a landowner to talk about on the program who, by the way, asked for some amendments on this, did not support it initially and said, no, I want some amendments, got them, and now supports it. So I think this thing is in good shape to bring some clarity to what has otherwise been rather ambiguous because of some court action. But it is important overall on the future of energy development because of enhanced oil recovery as an example or CO2 storage, so a lot of important things. We'll talk about that. Then Kelly Armstrong, Congressman from North Dakota, will join us at the bottom of next hour. Take your calls. In the meantime, anything and everything on your mind. We still haven't got Leon Osborne to call in. Really easy to take shots on Twitter and then kind of slink off into the night, isn't it, Todd? No, that's not Leon. He wouldn't do that. Nah. He wouldn't do that. He's just gotten busy. He's actually
working because yeah, you know, that's what capitalists do.
He is. He's a capitalist. He's an IT guru. He's like pulling lines, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. I'm going to text him right now. Call in if you dare. I'm going to say that. How about that? That'll get him. Call in if you dare.
We're in fifth grade. I double dog dare you.
Yeah, we are. I'm playing the fifth grade guy right now. All right. So, Leon Osborne, if you missed this, is a longtime Tea Party patriot, great guy. And he sent a tweet out earlier about something I said, and I think...
What did his last name change?
What I said. What did I call him?
Osborne.
Or did I really? I'm sorry. I know Leon Osborne, who was a weather guru up in Grand Forks for years and years and years, passed away recently. Good man.
Maybe he had like a fake radio name all of a sudden.
No, sorry. I'm confusing my Leon friends. We're brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy, by the way. You can join the best team in the West. That's what they are. 40 years of service. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for diesel mechanics throughout the Bakken. And here's the deal. They're committed to safety and job satisfaction. They've received national recognition for safety excellence. Once again, named the best place to work in the oil patch. And excellent pay, benefits, training are all a starting point. They're also a strong supporter of local communities. Apply online today at mbienergyservices.com. If you're one of those people who said, you know, I've been thinking about doing this. You know, I'm a diesel mechanic. Do I want to go out there, make a few more bucks, kind of, you know, settle in one of these great families, one of these great communities, raise a family? This would be the company to do it with. And pick your community. There's a lot of good ones out there. A lot of good ones out there. Watford City is one I've been talking about for years. Just a prime example of a little slice of heaven, a little Norman Rockwell action right there. All right, let me get in one more text here, and then we'll get back to the calls. The woman who called about baiting deer hit it right on the head. Game and Fish have been totally reactive and not proactive. Their biologists know we should be baiting, so do it. Wow. I'd like a rundown of all the funds or buckets of money we have in North Dakota. Perhaps we need the treasurer or someone in the know to come on and educate the public. Yeah, Kelly Schmidt has done that in the past for us. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think the smartest guy in the Capitol on this is Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor. He's really good. He knows that where every one of those buckets are. He's told me many times, and I just shake my head. I just shake my head. Now, the thing is, there is a fiscally prudent push behind it, right? It's sort of the belt and suspenders crowd because they want to say, well, this for that, da-da-da-da-da. But what lacks, in my mind, is transparency. There's not a lot of transparency to just have, you know, okay, let's have a full understanding of what we have, where does it go, what's it for. So a lot of inside baseball can happen, kind of Bismarck swampish material, like I mentioned earlier, when you have the House Appropriations Chair saying, I know it says $300 million in the legacy fund earnings account. Let's change that to a one. Let's make that $100 million because I don't like some of these ideas that are out there, and I want to single-handedly affect it. You know, that's not right. We ought to know what's in there and then decide, do we want to do this or do we not? So that's a very good suggestion from a wise listener. Thank you very much. Another, Scott, when will Republicans go on offense and look into the FISA applications and abuse and Fusion GPS? Is Barr another Jeff Sessions? First of all, I agree with you. They need to go on offense, especially as it relates to this investigation and the last, you know, how many million dollars, 25 plus million dollars in nearly 3 years. It stinks to high heaven. It is the swamp. It is the deep state. And I think I said we ought to have like a Warren Commission on it just to get to the bottom of it. I say a Warren Commission because it brings it outside of Congress and you don't have Adam Schiff's playing games like Adam Schiff does, you know, leaking things and everything else, but actually truly get to the bottom of it. I think Barr's pretty good. I really do. I think I don't know who recommended Barr to Trump, but whoever it is, he trusts him. And I think we've seen plenty of examples of that. That's not possible. I don't think. All right. So somebody said Leon Osborne's on the phone. Who's this?
Leon Osborne.
No, this is Leon Francis. I just said, don't go there. This is the one and only Leon Francis. I recognize your voice. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Scott.
Now, the words attention hogs never came out of my mouth until I read your tweet on the air. But why did you think I was talking about I was saying the legislators deserve more attention because they do a lot of work and they crave it. They honestly do. They. So maybe that's where you got attention on. But I'm saying, you know, give them their due. Send them a note. Tell them you appreciate them.
Well, the way it came off to me was, you know, the governor gets a lot of attention and yada, yada, yada. And these legislators, you know, they don't get the attention. So,
that's true. That is true. I mean, there's a nugget of truth in that. I didn't use the term attention hogs, but I went on to say, hey, they do a lot of good work. They work long and hard, 80 hours every 2 years, and committees in between, and everything else. And so, you know, I'm not dissing legislators, but I do think there are people in the legislature, Leon, believe it or not, who say, oh, Governor Burgum wants his library? Up his. He gets all the attention. He's in all the newspaper. We're doing all the work here, and I'm not going to go for his little pet project. That happens, just so you know.
I, I think that a lot of our the folks that are representing us, and that they would be the folks closest to us, they have a lot of fiscal restraint. And I think that's the overarching mindset when we're talking about spending money in any capacity. I don't believe, I think if there was, I don't know, Dalrymple in there, it'd be about the same thing because of the caliber of the people, not because of who we perceive Burgum to be, you know, unphysical, unconservative or what have you.
Well, I actually think I can make an argument. Doug Burgum has been more fiscally responsible than the legislature has been so far in the priorities. I don't know why you laugh, but I'll give you one example. $250 billion was recently allocated forever. Every biennium, forever. No sunset clause for every city, county, and township in North Dakota, whether they asked for it or not, in the Prairie Dog Bill. And the governor didn't like that idea. He signed it because it passed so overwhelmingly, and he talked about how we ought to use it to reduce property taxes. But that's one example I don't think is very fiscally conservative. Now, we can go back and forth on this. If your chuckle is because of the Theodore Roosevelt Park, that $50 million suggestion for the Presidential Museum and Library comes out of a legacy fund designed for projects just like this. It isn't coming out of the general fund. It isn't, playing fast and loose with those dollars. I don't think that's an example of somebody not being fiscally conservative. Do you?
No, and don't get me wrong, Scott. Mostly I'm ribbing you. It's just the way it fell on my ear.
That's fair.
You know, and I know you. You're a Tea Party guy and all. We kind of cut our teeth in the Tea Party at around the same time. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for you. It's just the way it fell on my ear, and it kind of didn't sit right with me.
Nice.
I think our legislators are closest to the folks, and if they are against something, I don't think that there is any animus there or any pride or anything like that. I think they honestly believe in fiscal conservatism, and that's all I was saying. Just giving you a little jive, man.
Yeah, that's quite all right. I just don't think that being for the presidential library is not being fiscally conservative. Actually, the whole idea of the legacy fund is fiscal conservatism, because had there not been a legacy fund, those dollars would all be allocated and spent for all kinds of different priorities. It specifically says, no. We're going to set this aside, and of course, it's a giant fund right now. We have a legacy for the future. We're only talking about the earnings here. Speaking of the Tea Party movement, I think we need to revive it, similar to how it was in the past. And by the way, it was robust in North Dakota and western Minnesota. It was one of the best in the whole country for one reason. This will be our issue. Before it was the debt and Obamacare and all of which remain issues. But here's what I think. See if you're with me on this, Leon. Let's bring it back until the wall is built. What do you think?
Please. I definitely agree, Scott. And I would even go a step further. I think that we need to stay true to our roots, one, and two, not allow ourselves to be infiltrated, which is what I think happened. But that aside, I would love to call back in at another time and, you know, talk about it, brother. But I'm driving in pea soup right now. And it is not safe.
Yeah, no. Where are you at? It isn't. By the way, turn your lights on, folks. We've had a lot of folks say lights are not on. And in this pea soup, you need lights. Where are you driving right now, Leo?
Right now, I'm driving back on 29 toward 12.
Got it. Okay.
And there's a stretch there that's just, you can't see a good, maybe 500 feet in front of you. So.
Got it. Thanks for that. Appreciate that. And by the way, I'm looking at the same thing on our window here, I-29 north and southbound. It's not as bad as it once was, but it's still bad. And traffic speeds are probably a little more than they should be. So, Leon, nice to hear from you. Thanks for the call. The one, the only Leon Francis, Tea Party veteran, Tea Party leader, all around good guy. And I think we solved that, Todd. Didn't we solve that? I think we did. Yeah. I think we did. All right. Let's see here. We have Jamie and Charles and Gene and Bob all waiting to weigh in here on the program. A ton of text, too, and your calls, your questions, your comments when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Schwann Buick GMC.com. Hurry, only 14 new 2018 GMC Sierras left, and those 2019s are awfully sharp, and there may be a 2016 on the lot if I start trading into something else before too long. Get yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
And 11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, and we have a segment left here of nothing other than exactly what's on your mind about anything that might be on your mind today. Next hour, Ron Ness will join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and a landowner from McKenzie County on the Senate Bill 2344. That'll be voted on later this afternoon in the House. Very important piece of legislation that, well, it's a story in the Bismarck Tribune about it today, but it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, passed unanimously in the Senate, but now there's a big debate about it. So I am talking about it because I just see it as very, very important to the future of energy development and also protecting the landowner. I mean, the landowner is paramount always on my mind, always. Property owner, landowner, start there and then say, okay, what do I need to figure out there? Kelly Armstrong will also join us coming up on the program. Brought to you today by MyPillow as well. They have the new Giza sheets, Giza dream sheets, I call them, because you instantly go into dream mode when you slide into bed. Giza cotton is from the Mediterranean. It's just the best. 30% off plus free shipping. 30% off plus free shipping if you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Don't wait any longer. Do it. Do it. Texter says, baiting is done by hunters too lazy to hunt, but having 300 in your feed yard is okay. Whatever. How about that? That's pretty good in one text. Get that amount of sarcasm in there. I like that. That's a pro right there. Charles in Carrington, what's on your mind?
I would like to talk about the wall. I would like to see President Trump put General Flynn in charge of the Corps of Engineers and with a mandate to get the wall built. I think that would probably maybe speed things up a little.
That's something I hadn't thought of before, to reform the leadership of the Corps, yeah, because we know that's the problem. And I believe there's a quote out there from General Mattis, somebody who showed me, pointed out one time, former defense secretary, when asked about the leadership of the Corps, and he said, you know, I'm not sure. Nobody's sure who runs that place. And, of course, it's under, you know, the Secretary of Defense. But they're sort of their own deal, and they don't build anything. They're just a bunch of engineers that tell you what to build and decide who's going to build. And, you know, it's there's not much accountability there. And if you look at the dollars expended for wall to the Corps and what's actually been built, it is miserable. It's minuscule. It's in need of reform. So that's a good idea, Charles.
I think General Flynn would have a little bit of something to prove, you know, because they couldn't find nothing on him. They checked him all out. You know, they really couldn't find nothing, but his memory lapsed on one little deal. I think it would be a good plan.
I love it. Charles, that issue drives me more than any other right now. It's just a matter of principle. And knowing what I now know after having interviewed the president and bringing up Senator Kramer's letter to DHS about just that, the incompetence at the core, and him saying, I want to see that letter, I want to dig into this, and get that letter to me and me only, it tells me the swamp has been keeping a lot of those facts from him. So it's going to take power to the people on this one, for sure. Jamie Bismarck, you go.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you a question. What do you think is more ethical, shooting a deer at like 100 yards, standing still and he doesn't know you're there, or walking around and picking one up out of a ravine and try and shoot it when it's running and blow a leg off, or shoot it in the rear end, or driving your car down the road and one jumps up and you get out and start firing away at him? Which one of those do you think is more ethical?
The first, probably. But,
okay,
you know,
well,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would think a lot of our, you know, back in the day when you had to, you know, take down a deer to eat, maybe maybe you went the second route. So I'm not saying that's unethical, but I'm saying it's the preferred method. Probably if you're going to be a bleeding heart and say I'm concerned about, you know, the poor deer, you'd say the first one.
Right. And when somebody puts a bait pile down and them deer come and eat that, guess what people get a better shot at? That deer standing there or the one running? So I'd like to know how many deer that lady called in, shot in the hind end, or missed them, or blew a leg off, or whatever. Either that, or, you know, she's maybe the best shot in the history of North Dakota. Because I've seen a lot of legs and bad shots happen with running deer, and I don't usually see that when a deer's standing still. You know, and, well, what's next, though, are people going to say is unethical? No, you can't go and see where the rub lines are when you're hunting, and you can't put your ground blind there, your tree stand when you're bull hunting. You can't do that because that's cheating. You know, deer can see, smell, run, jump far better than any human being can. So I don't know what they think is what ethical is going to be. And as far as CWD, have you ever seen deer eating a farmer's haystack? The hay is dribbling out of their mouth just like if they were eating a pile of corn somebody laid down. So if that's how deer spread CWD, then I guess every deer should have CWD. But instead, they're up there with 1,000 rounds blasting every deer they see in sight. I think you should have somebody on who knows a lot more about it, like John Armin from Ultimate Outdoors about the CWD. He's pretty well read on that.
All right. Well, we will effort an interview with him as well. We actually have been trying to get a hold of folks at the Game and Fish Department to get some answers on this, specifically the first one we had a call about today on up at Williston and all the ammo being used to shoot the deer. Don't know if it's true or not. Trying to find out, but haven't got any return calls, so we're working on it, okay? Appreciate it. Ron and Bismarck, quickly, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, on this baiting deer, I'm 70 years old. I don't have the legs anymore to go out and roam around. And there are areas in Minnesota where baiting is illegal, and they have chronic wasting there, too. And I do not believe the only way chronic wasting is spread is by the bait pile. That's just ridiculous. They congregate every day. They don't just congregate around the bait pile.
All right. All good points on this discussion, Ron. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to re-tackle that topic in the coming days. More after this.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.